The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the National Botanic Gardens in Kilmacurra in County Wicklow have erected a sign warning dog owners to change their behaviour or dogs will be banned going forward from the gardens. The sign explains that due to the ongoing problems with dogs off leads and dog waste, that dogs may be banned within the next year. So we're asking this afternoon on the show, should more public parks and indeed public spaces be dog free, considering dog ownership has gone up around the country? And joining me to discuss all of this is columnist, broadcaster and dog owner Brenda Power. Good afternoon to you, Brenda.
Hi, Ciara. How are you?
What do you make of this? Because I'm a fan of dogs, but then there are irresponsible dog owners too, aren't there? Who like go to a beautiful place like Kilmacurra, where you know it's gorgeous, and leave their dog poo. Who have dogs running around the place, maybe intimidating people. What's your view?
I mean, as you say, dog ownership has gone up, but I have to say, as far as I can see, that the behaviour and the accountability of dog owners has gone down. I mean, I cannot understand people letting dogs, big dogs, run around parks, but also what you discreetly called dog waste. That is just outrageous how frequently you see that, you know, on pavements. All over the place. And do you know the other thing people do? Pick it up in a bag and then throw the bag there. They can't be bothered carrying it to the nearest bin. So not only are they littering with their dog waste, they're also littering with plastic. So yeah, as a dog owner, I completely support any place that says, look, we'll ban them all unless you start behaving yourselves. Difficult for people who want to bring their dogs and who are compliant, but I'm afraid they have no alternative, because, I mean, you know, it's like letting your kids run around in a restaurant, Kerry. You know, you may find them charming and think they're wonderful, but not everybody does.
Children are a bit like other people's dogs.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, you know, you see these big dogs bounding up to people and older people in particular, or children cowering away. And the owner says, oh, no, don't worry, he's perfectly harmless. You know that, but I don't. And this person may have a fear of dogs or a legitimate reason not to want your big dog coming slobbering all over him. On beaches particularly, that is so annoying. If you're lying on a beach and somebody's dog comes over and starts sniffing at your tomato sandwiches or whatever you've got.
Someone texted to say that they saw a pit bull off the lead at a football pitch running around earlier today. I think most people would be intimidated by a pit bull running around, because those dogs could do considerable harm if they were to bite somebody. There's also the point, I suppose, that if you have your dog on a leash and somebody else's dog is off the leash, their dog might be quite easy, but your dog may not be socialised in the same way. And when they run over, you can end up nearly the person holding the leash in a dog fight, because their dog doesn't want another dog to approach them, and their dog is fighting this other dog, but you're stuck holding your dog.
Yeah. I know. I always find my little dog now, I have a little Jack Russell, she's awfully brave while she's still on the leash. You know, kind of hold me back, I'll go get him. As soon as you let her off the leash, she'd cower behind my legs. But I just think, generally speaking, dogs should be on leashes in public places. And I mean, I personally find it absurd to have a big dog in the city. You see people with these massive, like small calves, going around on leashes in public parks. And, you know, apart from anything else, the size of the waste, as again you discreetly put it, that they leave behind and often leave behind is pretty insensitive.
I have had very big dogs in my time, and you're right. Sometimes, and I will continue to be discreet about what I call it, but sometimes I would need more than one bag, because a very large dog will produce a large amount of waste. That's just how very large dogs go. But then how do you feel, Brenda, as someone who has a dog owner who might very much enjoy a walk in the National Botanic Gardens in Kilmacurra, that you might not be allowed with your dog, who's only small and would be on a leash, because of other people's behaviour?
I mean, it'll be regrettable, but it's completely understandable. It's completely understandable. And it's kind of typical of the, I don't know whether I'm alone in noticing this, but the kind of general selfishness. You know, we blame a lot of things on post-COVID. Maybe this is something else we can attribute to it, but just general selfishness. Nobody, they don't care. Like, the people who are prepared to let their dogs off the leash and let them poo on the pavements really don't care that it will end up inconveniencing every other dog owner, so long as they can suit themselves for as long as they possibly can. I think that's the only explanation. And I don't blame places of scenic beauty or places where older people or people with buggies or whatever, want to be able to walk without being molested by your dog. I don't blame them if they feel they have to take this measure.
Do you think?
There you go.
I think actually the Botanic Gardens in Glasnevin have already, they don't have dogs. The Kilmacurra ones still have dogs, although they're obviously under consideration at the moment. Do you think that some people have changed in their attitude? You compared dogs to children a little bit earlier. And you know, people talk about their fur babies and people like love their pets. And, you know, people have sort of humanized their pets with clothes and all sorts of things. Do you think that some people have dogs and actually attribute a sort of a value and a rights and a status to their pets because of we've changing attitudes maybe to pets in the same way we've changing attitudes to children, so that they think that their dog has perhaps rights that it simply doesn't have?
Absolutely, yeah. I think they do compare their dogs to children. You see people going around with dogs in buggies, like baby buggies, sometimes in the park. I don't know whether that would be allowed, actually, if they brought them into Botanic Gardens. But I think so, yeah. And again, I think this attitude of, oh, you know, my dog is different. My dog is special. My dog should be allowed to run around. My dog is nothing to be afraid of. There's no need for you. Why are you panicking like this? No, a friend of mine was jogging in a park. I can't remember where it was recently. And somebody let a dog off the leash that knocked him and he injured himself. And the owner was totally unapologetic. In fact, said, you saw him. You know, why didn't you get out of his way?
Out of the dog's way.
Yeah.
Shane Coleman has been chased by dogs actually a ridiculous number of times from what I can gather, but I sometimes wonder, is it him, not the dogs? But no, I'm largely joking. I fully agree with you, by the way. And if you have a dog that has the propensity to run at people or chase people, that dog should never be off a leash around people, should it? Because like any of us being chased by a dog we don't know might feel quite threatened.
But also these wicked dogs too, that even if they're on a leash, start barking furiously at you as you walk past. That could frighten you out of your skin if you're not expecting it. You know, if you haven't got a well-behaved dog, really, you really need to consider where you bring them out in public. Right. And that's down to the owners completely, because I mean, there are all kinds of dog training services available. If your dog is badly behaved, that's on you.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us, Brenda. We do appreciate it. That is columnist and broadcaster Brenda Power. I would love to know what people think about this. As I say, the Botanic Gardens in Kilmacurra, beautiful spot, beautiful part of the world, gorgeous place to go for a walk. And now maybe dogs not being allowed because of some people who have gone there with their dogs very clearly and allowed their dogs to run amok. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric Range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.